We begin the fifth parak of Brachos, parak Hey, Mishnah Aleph. Ein omdin lehispalel ele mitoch koved rosh. The Mishnah is here to teach us that Shmona Esrei needs special kavana. We should try to remove all distractions possible. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillah and so does the Shulchan Aruch that a person should be able to try to imagine that he's standing in front of the Shechina, and therefore he needs special kavana. And therefore, in order to daven, we have to ein omdin lehispalel ele mitoch. Kovet Rosh literally means heaviness of the head. It means that we're supposed to have a sense of submission, a sense of humility, and a sense of fear and awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Braisa actually says, has several things. Ein omdim this pala lo mitoch atzvus, we shouldn't be sad, lo mitoch atzlus, we shouldn't, should it be a sense of laziness, lo mitoch schok, lo mitoch sicha, lo mitoch kalus rosh, we shouldn't be getting up to daven after just cracking a joke, after just having an idle conversation. El mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. What is simcha shel mitzvah? So Rashi says it should be a sense of joy because of something related to Hashem, related to mitzvos. Kagon Rashi says, like samuch legulas mitzrayim, which is what we do at Shacharis. We stand up right after gula, where there's a sense of joy about the future redemption or the previous redemption of the Jewish people. So that's a sense of joy. Then we go into Shmona Esrei or Tehillah LeDavid, Ashrei, which is a mizmor of tanchumin, of consolation, a mizmor of shevach. So that also gives us a sense of joy, and that's why it's through the Tehillah LeDavid after that paragraph, what we call Ashrei, that we stand up to daven at Mincha. Then the Mishnah continues about those very pious people who would have a lengthy delay before they would daven Shmona Esrei to get into the mood. Chasidim harishonim hayushohim, they would wait shah achas, literally an hour, a certain significant period of time, umispalim, and only then would they daven. They needed time to meditate, to prepare, in order to be ready for davening. Kedeshi chavnus liba mamakom, in order to have the proper mood, the proper respect for Hashem, in order to daven the Shmona Esrei. And then the Mishnah says, as opposed to Kriya Shema and the Brachos of Shema, where we had halachos about how we're able to greet or respond to different types of people, here it says, Afilu hamelech shoel b'shlomo lo yishivenu. Even if a king asks how you're doing, we're not even permitted to respond. Remember, according to one opinion of Tanoim, we're a little bit more lenient with the responding to someone's greeting than we are with actually initiating the greeting. Still, we're not allowed to respond. V'afilu nachash karuch ala kevo. Even if there's a snake that's wrapped around your heel, lo yafsik, you're not allowed to be mafsik, you're not allowed to interrupt. The Gemara, however, says this is obviously refers to a snake that's not poisonous, that's not necessarily dangerous. Obviously, if the king as well as someone is if it's a Melech Yisrael, so then it's okay. But if it's a king for which we would have a sense of fear that we perhaps we would lose our lives, so then Pikuach Nefesh, of course, is Doche, anything, and we're able to be Mafsik in the middle of Shmona Esrei. Perek Hey Mishnah Beis. We're going to speak of Bemashe Rochem Odegashem, and the Saint Talmud Vracha, and Atachon Antanu, says the Mishnah. Mazkirin Givuros Geshamim B'tchias HaMesim. We refer to Mashiv Baruch Amor HaGashem as Givuros Geshamim. It speaks about it's in the Bracha of Atagibor. So it speaks about Hashem's power. Hashem has many things that he does. One of those things that he brings rain. So that is in the Bracha of Tchias HaMesim. It's also the Yerushalmi assumes, just like Tchias HaMesim is something that brings life. So Geshamim brings life as well. And therefore, it's very appropriate to be in this particular bracha, in the bracha of Tchias HaMesim, the second bracha of the Shmona Esrei. V'sho'alim ha-geshamim b'berkas ha-shanim. What we call the same talumatul of bracha, which is also called she'ela, that is in the bracha of Barech Aleinu, of Birchas HaShanim, of course, which is appropriate because it's a bracha of Parnasa. V'havdalah. And what about Atachon Antanu on Motzei Shabbos? So that's a three-way machlokas. According to the Tanakhama, which we follow, b'chonein hadas. It's actually in the first bracha of the Bakasha section of Shmona Esrei. Why? So the Gemara assumes that, well, if a person is, in order to be mavdil, to distinguish between Kodesh and Chol and Or and Choshech, etc., we need das, we need knowledge, we need understanding. So it's the most appropriate, it's most fitting to have that bracha inserted into the Atachonein bracha of the Shmona Esrei. It's an additional interesting thing as well. Where in that bracha is it? So we say Atachonein l'adam das umlamed le'enosh bina. And then before we say Chonein u'me'etcha, we say Havdalah. What's interesting is that we know on Shabbos we don't make any bakashas. We're not permitted to make any requests. So the most appropriate place to place Havdalah would be in the place of Shmona Esrei that shows it's the weekday. And we begin making requests. That's, of course, is after Atah Kadosh, but right at Atah Chonein. Ah, but why is it in the middle of the bracha? So according to Tanakhama, we can explain. The phrase Atah Chonein l'adam das umlame l'enosh bina actually is not a bakasha yet. I'm not making any requests. So I don't need to make Havdalah yet. But once I'm about to say Choneinu me'yitzcha de'abin v'haskel, we ask Hashem to be gracious to us and give us knowledge and understanding and intelligence. So then I have to make the Havdalah. I make Atachon Antanu. So Shabbos is now over. Then I can say Choneinu me'yitzcha or v'choneinu me'yitzcha de'abin v'haskel. Tanakhama says, as we do it, Atachon Antanu in the bracha of Atachonein. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, Havdalah said, Omra bracha revius bifnei atzma. It actually is its own independent bracha, similar to Anenu for the Shliach Tzibur, Anatanis Tzibur, where it's its own separate bracha. Here it's also its own separate bracha, but it's not Anenu happens to be between Re'enav Anenu and Refa'enu. This is going to be between Atah Kadosh and Atah Chonein. Before I begin Atah Chonein, I make a bracha, Atachon Antanu, whatever, and ends, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamavdil Me'Kodosh L'Chol. That night, I'll have 20 brachos instead of 19 every Motzei Shabbos. That is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Eliezer Omer Behoda'a, you actually would say it within the bracha of Modin, meaning after I finish Modin, before I say Va'al Kulam Yisparach V'Samam, etc., I would say the bracha of Havdalah, similar to when we recite the Al Hanisim, and I would insert it at that point. We don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer or like Rabbi Akiva. Rather, it's not its own independent bracha. It is inserted within Chonein Hadas.